Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love. Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day Beyonce.
Marrying someone you only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's reality, yes. Let's love.
Y'all, I'm here. I'm queer. I'm back in L.A. Does it feel gayer, Poodle?
We already did one show where you were back. The notoriety's worn off.
Oh, well, I'm still celebrating. Y'all, welcome to Reality Gays.
I mustered as much enthusiasm as I could the first time.
Oh,
you're not
God.
Getting any more.
Ooh, I already see some cords hanging from your wall, and I can't wait to fix them.
Good luck.
You can't touch anything. You didn't use anything that I sent you from Amazon.
I had them all returned. I refused them.
Like Mother Poodle.
Y'all, Mother Poodle does stuff like that. She refuses packages. She's like, no, I decided I didn't want it.
Y'all,
I know what this is.
Spoiler alert, Poodle and I have never refused a package, if you know
never.
What I mean.
Oh, I've never refused a package.
Never, y'all.
We accept all deliveries here at Casa de Poodle.
Come one, come all, literally.
All deliveries of all shapes and
guys.
Sizes.
DHL, UPS, FedEx. Y'all, this is Happily Ever After, Season 6, Episode 5, Part 2 of Time Does Not Heal All Wounds.
Part 2, the Reckoning.
The Reckoning. I need to make sure I'm in the frame. Oh, yeah. Just if you're watching us on our intimate portrait, we're still remote, but I'm in L.A., but we're not together because I just came back from Podcast Movement, and even though I was very safe and I wore a mask and I'm vaccinated...
He's got other people all over him, so I won't allow him in my house.
I did take a test today, and it was negative, so I think we're good to go. But we're just being a little safe.
Well, and that's a good thing to do. I mean, it's okay to have you kind of like decompress in your little Silkwood chamber for a while. I don't want any of your gross conference germs all over me.
I think he's just not looking forward to having the tornado of Maddie coming to his apartment.
It's actually been quite quiet. And
get ready, bitch. It's going
to
happen.
You need to modify your... You don't need to come... Don't come in here with crazy energy.
I'm not.
I can feel it on this side of the computer.
Maybe.
I know.
I'll just be excited. Y'all, real quick, before we mentioned this on the first show, we will mention it again. 90 Day Fiancé is... Going across the pond. Going across the pond,
hello,
Poodle.
Governor, you gonna get a fiance?
Yeah, hello.
In another country?
Hello.
Love, exciting
Archibald.
You.
How are you, Archibald? You're going to get Archibald. The fiance.
Archie. God, we're so bad.
And so, y'all, they actually, the people that are casted reached out to us and said, hey, we
They're
love
looking for
you.
Couples.
Looking for couples. So, Find them on Instagram. It's at Casting90DayUK. At Casting90DayUK. This could be your chance.
Especially you LGBTQ couples. We need some more representation besides just Kenny and Armando.
They are wonderful. We love them, but they're too normal.
Yeah.
If you're a
gay drama couple.
Yeah, if you're a self-involved twink who wants to use an old British man for all of his money, please apply.
Please apply. I need to watch and enjoy your story.
Oh, yes, 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 yes. I would love that. Y'all, F-Boy Island is good.
It's very good.
It's very good.
That's on this feed. You'll see that.
So be sure to watch that, too.
Oh, God. Who?
Anything else?
Who?
I don't think.
Who is... What are you, do you have any, picks of who do you think the women will wind up with?
I can't speculate on this. I'm not going to, I refuse to speculate because you watched all the three latest episodes that you weren't supposed to. I'm not going to gauge in the episodes that I've seen. I'm not dipping it in. Because then you're going to say, I know something, which is what you want to say.
Episode 6, at the end, I literally squealed.
I squealed at the end of episode 4. We're supposed to watch
it. Just you wait, Henry Higgins.
We're supposed to watch it, and then we're supposed to podcast about it, because Poodle can't keep a secret,
I get really
doll.
Excited. Hey, well, it's not that I can't keep a secret. I get things
can't keep
mixed up.
You do get things mixed up, and you're, and no offense, but you're so terrible when it comes to lying. You message someone via our Instagram account saying, I watched all the episodes. Don't tell Maddie. Like, I'm not going to look at the Instagram account.
I did do that. I forgot that you also look at that.
Yeah, did your mom catch you in lying constantly?
You know what? I would tell her things like, mom, we got you a Christmas present, like between my mom, my dad, and my brother. We would always buy her things from us when we were young, especially.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, I can't tell you what it is, but it looks like this. And I'd point at her necklace, but you wear it on your wrist. My mother loves to tell stories about me pumping her, telling her, she's like, I can't tell you, but it's this. I was always the child who would give up.
Gay little boys, sons are.
And then I grew up to be the adult who gave it up.
It's true. Gay boys to mothers are the secret keepers.
Yeah.
We are. Y'all, if you have a little son and you say, Dominic, don't tell your daddy, but I'm just going to have one more coconut cream filled pastry. And he says, okay, mommy, that son's going to be gay.
You have made him complicit.
Yeah.
In your games.
Yes.
Boy, secrets do make children, boys gay.
They do.
I don't know why. Gay. It's true, though. My mother would do that. Don't tell your father. I'm like, okay.
My mom would say that all the time. All the time. Every time we'd leave Bells, don't tell your daddy about this shopping trip.
Is that a chain? Did we discuss that?
Yeah,
is
it was. It was like in the South and stuff like that. So
Bells. Like B-E-L-L-apostrophe-S or like Bell, like Southern Bells?
B-E-A-L-L-apostrophe-S.
Beals.
But we know we pronounce it Bells.
Oh. Oh, yeah. Who cares? I don't even. I just lost interest in my own.
I did too. I wanted
to kind of push back a little bit, but now I just don't care.
He's just being down because this, as we said, y'all, this episode was
God
really.
This is the
really
second
hard.
Half of this slog. Although this is the last episode before the two tell-alls.
It wasn't necessarily a boring episode. It was actually one of the better episodes of the season. It was just so heavy.
Everything.
Yes. Just,
and you, every relationship
as you said,
is
circling
just,
the drain.
This
it's
is
all
circling the drain.
Down.
Yeah. They chose, besides Kalani and Asuelu, who have been on the brink of annihilation for how many seasons now?
And oddly enough, seem to be more on the brink of making it in some
ways. Did you
notice,
though, that last week's was it for Julian and Brandon? Because there's just not a lot to talk
about.
There's
not a lot, yeah.
They're fine.
Yeah, that's true. I totally forgot they're not in this episode, Poods.
Mm-hmm. But this, like, Jovi and Yara are going to have real problems. And and Mike and Natalie, this was a happily ever after of just a real rogues gallery.
It really was an unhappily ever after.
Actual torment. Emotional actual torment.
Torment.
Speaking of torment.
Speaking of, let's just jump
rats,
in.
Let's jump into Mike and Natalie.
Mike and y'all, if you remember.
Gosh, I hope this is the last time we ever have to see them. Please, together. God.
Well, except for
please.
The tell-all. The tell-all does look good because y'all. It's going to be, we'll talk about it at the end of the show.
Angela's
the preview
literally showing her boobs like she thinks she's on Jerry Springer again. And it's just ridiculous.
It's just gross. We're
dumb at this point.
It's so dumb at this point. But there is a clip of Tammy trying to come for Yara and I'm fucking here for it. Have you not seen that? Tammy tries to come for Yara and Yara just shuts her down.
Of course she does because she's a queen.
And then Butter's going off. They bring in Butter. She's y'all.
She's in person?
Yes, Butter is in person.
Oh, she brought her broom.
She did.
More
like her butter churn stick. That's what she flies around on a butter churn.
Butter.
That's what that, y'all, no, they're all in person except for Ronald.
Because he can't get out of fucking South Africa.
Yeah, and Michael. But other than that, they're all in person.
Yeah. Oh wow. I guess so. Yeah.
It's gonna be good.
Butter. Have you seen that meme with her as the Grinch with the really heavy eyebrows? Yeah. She's like.
But anyway, y'all, if you're joining us on the Intimate Portrait and you're watching us today, we say hey.
Hi.
It's like, hey. Next week, we promise we'll be together.
God. A little shoulder time. This shirt has a very narrow neck. I don't want to stretch it out.
You really should just wear shirts like Flashdance.
Or Tiffany shirts.
Or shoulders.
With my shoulders out.
Tiffany, if you sell a line, Poodle will buy it.
I will. I'd love to show it off. We're watching on our OG classless Patreon. We're watching season 4. And Nicole and Asin have made their appearance, y'all.
Or as you said, Asin calls her Nicole.
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 And Rob Lee. We think who's named after Robert E. Lee.
Oh, God. Oh, this fucking family.
This season, y'all.
And then she asked him when she's there in Morocco. She's like, oh, what's that? He's like, that's a camel. You dumb bitch. As I said before in our podcast, had she never seen Animal Crackers?
No,
had
I don't
think. Had she never even seen a book about the circus?
No.
God, that was distressing.
Maybe they were the iced ones. Those are harder to make out what the shapes are.
My mother never let us have the iced ones. It was uniced.
I only got those at Stoptown Baptist Church. They serve them there at Sunday school.
I hope they were Christian animal crackers.
They shouldn't make Christian animal crackers.
There was a male elephant with a female elephant. It had a little bow in its hair.
Yep.
That's how creation made us, honey. Men with women.
I'm sure there's animal crackers of Noah's Ark. I'm sure.
Oh yeah, I'm sure.
I'm sure. Oh boy.
I'm just trying to imagine them proselytizing. And in Nicole's, and we did it, we just did a meme. Nicole's family, they're delivering this in front of a bookcase full of self-help Christian books.
Yes.
That looks like it belongs in, what is that, Zuderman's books? Or Zondermann Family Bookstore.
Oh, I've never heard of that. I was going to say.
Oh, it's huge.
Oh, I was going to say Walden Books.
Oh, you can get Christian books, but I think it's Zondermann Bookstores. It used to be a big thing. We had some of them in South Carolina.
Look at
it's
that.
It's where you went to get your Joel Osteen before it was popular.
Before it's popular. Okay, let's jump in, y'all. Mike and Natalie, And so Natalie walks in the front door. Remember, Julian is out in the car. And y'all, when she walks in, it's kind of just cloudy and dreary, like it always is in Sequin, but it's not raining or anything like that. So Natalie walks in and she has a suitcase. And Mike just looks at her like,
hey, okay.
What are you doing? What are you doing with that?
And she's like, Juliana, give me a suitcase.
Okay.
And then, without missing a beat, this kind of weird smirking, and she just goes, "Where is my mouse?"
I think her and the mouse have telepathy, and I think the mouse just said, "Just went like, mommy, mommy." She went, "Oh, mouse, I hear you. I hear you, mouse. I hear you."
And remember, it is a rat, not a mouse, which is very different. Let me see
if you have food and water. How have you been?
She goes over there, gets the rat out. She's loving and doting and cooing to the rat. While she is leaving her husband.
Booyah, my booyah. I leave you here with him.
The amount of cognitive dissonance that was happening as I was watching.
Oh, my mouth.
Oh, booyah.
Oh, you just a good baby. I'm going to leave your daddy. Who's going to leave your daddy? I'm going to leave your daddy.
Should I leave your daddy with nothing? Should I tell him about my female encounters with Juliana?
Am I going to leave your daddy with the magic sauce? Am I going to leave him with the magic sauce? I just it just confirmed. It was kind of this full circle moment of me when we first met Natalie. And again, I'm going to stand by it. One eye blink away from lunacy.
I will say, she's been treated completely terribly by Michael and his mother. Horribly. She's been treated unfairly. She's been gaslit. Yep. All of those things.
All of those things.
None of it takes away from the fact that she's a loon. She's an actual cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs.
Yeah, agreed.
And she probably shouldn't be with anyone right now.
Nope.
And there's no one wins here, y'all. Just because she's leaving him does not mean she's winning.
No, not at all.
I said on our memes, she's going from one captor to another.
Yes, exactly.
And we're going to talk about that.
And she says, she's looking at him, and y'all, she does this thing where she kind of like ducks her head down, and she just looks at him like this.
Like she's trying to cast a spell on him with just her eyes.
With her kind of pouty lips. She's just sitting there, and she's like, Juliana offered me to stay because we fight. I need to take some clothes. And then Mike just, y'all, I have to say, not to pat myself on the back, and you agree with me as well. We called it. Mike is getting what he always wanted. She's leaving him, and she's the bad guy.
Yeah,
and he's the martyr.
That's what he wants.
He's like, oh, so you're just leaving then. You're saying. And Natalie says, she's like, we're come to this point. It's terrible. I cannot be here. And Mike's like,
you're in or you're out.
Yeah. So you take it on yourself to move, I guess. I guess.
Whatever. Don't let the door hit you where the good Lord split you. This is me trying to be funny in a moment like this.
I'm sure nobody said that ever. And Natalie's like, I know it's just here. We don't have anything anymore. I cannot be. Oh, booyah, booyah, booyah. Come here. Oh, you want cheesy, 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 cheesy?
It's just like, choose your
love
moment.
Love you. I'm leaving, Mike. It's so like back and forth. Y'all, Mike is just sitting there watching her play with this mouse.
It does add a level of cruelty to it that is completely unnecessary.
And like, she's just playing. Because she's avoiding the conversation. She's playing with the mouse. And finally, Mike goes, whatever. Get your shit.
He says, I don't care. Get your shit.
And then this is what I want to say. He says in his in the moment, like to camera. He said, again, this is what he always wanted. I can't believe she's just going to walk away. I didn't think we gave it the 100% to come together and figure things out. And I'm like, that's been your line the whole time was come together 100% to figure things out. But yet, you never want to talk about anything.
Right.
And then he says, I don't deserve it.
I don't deserve it.
He did put himself, he said he did give himself a little bit of the blame, but it's lip service. He said, he said, neither of us put the energy enough to come together.
He did, but then later he says he doesn't deserve this. And he also says, he's like, this is not the right way to make change.
Yeah.
You know, is this, and he says to her, is this what you want? And she says, I love you, Mike, but I'm dismissed and you're not hearing me. You don't consider my feelings, which is true.
Yeah.
He doesn't consider her feelings. Now, granted, some of her feelings are off on Saturn.
I was going to say.
They're literally cuckoo kabuki.
And when she explains her feelings, he could help her to explain her feelings, but he just kind of reacts. And there's not a, when she does explain herself, it's not fully understandable all the way.
It's not fully, but he even says later, like he says, you know, I poured my heart out. I guess she just doesn't want to listen to my feelings. And I went, but she did. And she apologized. How many times did Natalie even say, I don't know what to apologize, but I'm going to apologize to make things better. She did that like
five
different times.
So she says, I have to walk. A huge fire removed everything from me. It's just, God, go back. I'm sure there's theaters auditioning. You need some fucking outlet for that. Please, to God, get in front of a camera and be weird.
Agreed.
You're doing plenty of it.
Oh, agreed.
Don't get in another relationship before you can just be weird in front of a fucking camera or an audience.
She really does kind of need to get out all of her frenetic energy on camera.
Her Instagram is a fucking Looney Tunes.
Yeah.
It is weird.
It's very odd. Very, very odd.
So he says, basically, I'm not chasing her. You know, she can go. And he just kind of sits there with his hat on. And then it's quiet.
Then it's quiet. Natalie walks out. It's like now it's dark. It's raining.
Yeah.
And you're like, and Natalie goes.
She gets in the car. And
you're like,
cuts back to him.
It cuts back to him. And he's just sitting there, just sad as can be.
And you hear, Mike.
Now, you know what? I'm going to stop you right here.
Okay.
Y'all, I think it's time for another Reality Gays Theater.
Okay.
Y'all, Juliana's back.
I'm going to be playing the role of Juliana.
I'll play Mike, who doesn't say much, but I'll play Mike.
Yes.
And
action. I'm walking into the house.
Hello, Mike.
Hey.
Can I use the bathroom? I need to go before I drive back.
Okay.
Are
you just, you're not?
It is number one, I promise.
Okay.
Number one.
Yeah, that's fine. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Go in.
Here we go. Gotta go. Yes. Okay. This is me in interior bathroom. And, it's nice in here. Sorry. Didn't think that was going to come out.
Am I hearing something in there? I remember number one.
Everything's fine. Everything is fine. Oh, they just got a piece. Didn't think this was come. Oh, shouldn't have eaten that last cabbage.
You okay in there?
That was actually an F sharp.
Okay.
I'm good. I thought, this is going to be bad. What am I going to do? Maybe I can stop at a Stookies. I need to hold this out so I can go home now.
Am I smelling a friendlies in there?
No, it's fine. It's a little bit of sauerkraut. I'm coming out the bathroom now.
Wow.
Can I say a couple of words?
Sure.
I know it is hard for you. You have to. I think I'm dumb. You have your cat. And your job.
Yeah.
So I need to go now and check my pants.
You done?
And on that note,
you done?
До свидания. You can always call me. And scene.
We had to do that. Everything's, I don't know if anybody, better with farting.
Everything's better with farting. Wow.
That scene was so weird.
It was so, she kept trying to touch him.
Yes.
She kept trying to say night, and he was like,
up his hat.
And she was like, I'm fine. I don't. And then she just kind of hugged him and knocked the hat off. Yeah. And he just kind of sitting there. It kind of, y'all remember when, like, either it's like when your aunt hugs you and puts you in her boobs when you're a kid, or your great uncle hugs you and you can smell his BO next to his old man BO next to him. It was very similar.
I completely have been there. So I completely expected her to say something like, "So I have your wife. Do you like apples?
Do you like apples?
How about them apples?
How about?"
I expected.
And then she said, "You can call me whenever you want to call me."
I was like, "Why?
Why?
You don't know one another." Why? I think she's one of these people who gets off on getting into people's lives.
I agree.
And they're fucking yentas, y'all. You don't need these people in your lives. They live on your suffering like porn.
Well, actually, you know, we had a body, Sissy tweeted us in like a body language expert. This is on like Reddit or Twitter. Was talking about if you watch and I did notice this. If you watch Natalie's body language when she's with Juliana, it does seem that she's not really into Juliana at all.
Oh, she's moving away from her. Yeah.
She's totally using her as well.
Oh, yeah. And Juliana wants to bang her.
You know, I used to think, I don't think Natalie ever really loved Mike.
No.
I think
she loved the idea of him. Everything is in ideas.
I don't know if she wanted to totally just use him, but yeah.
Everything is in ideas for her. You're right.
So she gets in the car and Natalie says, "Thank you, Juliana. Thank you for being here with me." And Juliana is like, "I know it's hard for you, you know." And she, I'm sorry. That's what Juliana said to Mike when she said, "You have your job and your cat."
And your cat.
And Natalie gets in the car and she's like, "Okay, I'm ready." And Juliana just says, "One sec." And then they drive off.
Because, y'all, the bit was, you know, when you, like, pee sometimes and something loose?
I think they got the bit. I think they got the bit, y'all. But y'all, literally, when they put in the toilet flush,
that gave us the idea.
I mean, chef's kiss, y'all. You couldn't hear the toilet. That was
no.
Totally
they did that. They did. An editor did that just to fuck with them.
Oh, chef's kiss. Now Natalie did. She says, "I feel totally lost, like a bird who can't fly, and I need to recover so I can fly again."
She said, "I feel like I'm a bird who got shot by a gun."
Oh yes, it was very.
and I cannot fly, and I'm going to need a while to recover. I'm shot by a gun.
I feel like I was shot by a gun after watching your whole fucking season.
Agreed. Okay, y'all, let's move on. But before we do, we'll take a break and we'll be right back.
Sibling fights are unavoidable. But what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother. But that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai.
Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Poodle, I gotta tell you, I think I just made one of the best investments for myself.
Oh, thank God. You got rid of those braces and decided to sew your mouth completely shut. Perfect.
No, the doctor just added 4 more months.
Oh, I think he's trolling me at this point.
No. See, now that I'm putting myself out there...
No one wants to hear about your dating life.
But you talk about yours all the time.
Because mine is interesting.
Well, I wanted to let you know that I took a page from your book and it worked.
Ooh, you slept with their ex to make them jealous?
No.
You pulled their credit report?
What?
Made a copy of their keys while they were sleeping?
How are you not in jail?
Deny, deny, deny.
No, Poodle. I decided to get myself a pair of Me Undies great new underwear, which makes my, important parts look more junk forward.
Junk forward? Wait, are you talking about the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies.
I love the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies. There's no other way to date in this world. If you're not dating junk forward, you're doing it wrong.
I think you're right. And you never told me that they're so comfortable.
Well, usually I'm not wearing them that long. But yes, they are so soft. And the more you wash them, the softer they get. And they still keep you tucked and lifted in all the right places. When I wear them, I can barely keep men away from me. Oh, the way they stare. They look like burly, hungry cavemen searching for a nice meal after a long caveman day of nomadically crossing the tundra. To them, I'm like a piece of meat roasting over an open, smoky flame.
Speaking of smoking, not only does my junk look great in MeUndies, but my butt looks hot.
Okay, no one wants to hear your over-sexualized descriptions. Have some class.
Sissies, we've fallen in love with MeUndies, and you can too. They have a style for everyone. From all-black classics to fun, expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
And MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. With unmatched comfort, MeUndies signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
And they use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers.
And you know Mother Poodle loves a return policy. Not happy with the first pair of MeUndies? It's on MeUndies. Cough!
Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/RealityGaze.
That's MeUndies.com/RealityGaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle, I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation, or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey, our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you. So no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, have hope. Keep going, queens.
Now we're back.
Ooh.
I'm Angela. We know. We know.
We know.
Don't, we don't ever want to hear those words again.
I don't know how long this section, y'all, because this section was totally fucking pointless. It was pointless because I'm sorry. I don't believe that Angela just now has come to the revelation that she doesn't want to have a child for Michael. Sorry. I'm not that stupid, producers.
I think this was in the storyline that is Angela. This was something I feel like they thought they needed to pop in to end this. There's
Kyle,
not a lot.
Oh my God, she doesn't want to have a baby. I'm so surprised.
She's
Carl.
55 and doesn't want to have a baby, Carl.
So sad. Shoot her. Go get my knitting. I need to take apart that baby blanket. I want you to. Guess I won't send
she
it.
She was making a baby like for
she's gonna send
for
it to
Angela's
Angela.
Baby.
Yeah, she was for Angela's baby.
Angela/Skyla's baby.
Skyla's
Scangela.
Baby. Scangela.
Scangela's baby.
Scangela's baby. So y'all, they go to see Dr. Gator, who's a fertility doctor.
And this is the one she says, one of the things that lets you know this is how delusional she is. She's like, me and Michael are in a good place right now. By whose estimates?
Define good place.
Like, maybe like Virginia, who's afraid of Virginia Woolf standards?
Yeah, possibly.
Now, we do find out his sperm is viable. She's at the IVF clinic, as she says, to get more info.
To get more info, I'm dragging Skyla because I really do need her egg. And I just don't want to go, again, like we said, y'all, I don't want to go outside of my bloodline.
Bleh.
Bleh.
Now, this is, for both of us, because we're not people who are going to be able to have children in relationships. So going
By nature.
By natural, yeah.
Yeah.
So I think, although I've tried, trust me.
I've tried.
Not necessarily having kids part, but I've...
Y'all, if I counted on one hand how many men said, do you want these babies? I would...
For LGBT people, that it's just not an option a lot of times, and it's less important to us. I do know this is important for heterosexual people, for a lot of people.
Well, maybe some people that are, you know,
but
that
I'm not justifying it. I'm saying a lot of our first impulse is to go, that's gross. And
I know a lot of lesbian couples where one of them is carrying the baby, and they, if they can carry the baby, use their egg. But that is somewhat. But yeah, for heterosexual people, I feel like that is way more important. At least where we're from, there's a thing. Yeah. There's a thing where we're from, you know, like people ask, one of the first questions they ask is, who's your kin?
Yeah, where are you from? Who's your, and blood is very important to them. And my thing is, you're 55 fucking years old.
Yeah.
Blood is the least important thing right now for you.
I mean, it's never important to me, but yeah.
That's why I was saying that about us.
Yeah.
It's a very different thing. So yeah. I'm saying we immediately go, ick, to something like that. Yeah. I think it was worse how she said it, where it's got to be from my bloodline instead of I'd like the baby to be related to me by blood.
She
which
felt
is
like
very
a,
different.
She felt like a, you won't get this reference, but she felt like a pureblood in Harry Potter, some kind of like.
I know what Harry Potter is.
But like what the purebloods are kind of in the story of Harry. I mean, it's pretty easy to get. Okay.
Yeah, I know what purebloods and muggles are.
Oh, okay. I'm impressed.
Jesus. You read one book and you learn that.
I didn't know you read a book.
Thank you. Thank you for talking. I read the first one.
You really did?
And yes. And everyone said, are you going to read the others? I'm like, yeah, it's kind of like a third grade reading level, really. It wasn't challenging. But everyone says the books get harder as he grows up. I'm like, great. I won't knock on Harry Potter. Great. I'm glad you love it.
Well, a lot of people, she's not very, 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 yeah, very good for trans people.
Well, she's been very, very opinionated about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, she
part,
has.
Which yep. is kind of like, who cares? What does it do for you?
Yeah, why do you have an opinion on this, Alexa? Yeah. Hush. Would you read any children's books like that everybody else, like, would you read, I don't know.
Maybe if Harry, I grew up with them, yes.
But like as an adult, would you read, like if everybody's talking about Harry Derry's exciting adventure, would you read it? Are you?
No.
I don't feel like you seem like, yeah. No. So yes, it's not your thing.
It's not my thing. Y'all, it's not that I feel like it's challenging. I was reading it and going, I know where this is going.
If there's not a woman in a Victorian dress somewhere in a field mourning
that
for
is
her
the fucking truth,
mourning for a man who either died or who loved her and went away and never came back, Poodle doesn't want to read
interested.
It.
I'm not interested. It's kind of like if you're not on a moor somewhere,
yes, on a moor,
or there's not mist around, yes, or someone yes. needed to go. You met a gentleman in Italy and you yes. never saw him again.
You really like books with mist. That's true.
Yeah. And lots of going abroad for better health.
Yes. The cold winter.
Yeah. I'm not into. I liked all of it. It got to one point where I was just like, you know, the personalities and characters are much more than storyline than style here. And would that's, you, to would me, you, I need all of it.
Would you read Under the Tuscan Sun?
I don't think I read it. I think I saw that movie on a plane.
Eat, Pray, Love?
No, I don't. I'm not into bandwagon books.
There you go.
Although I did read Gone Girl and I enjoyed it.
Okay.
Actually listen to an audiobook though. That was fun.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Poodle, you should start a book club.
You know, that's not a bad idea.
Yeah.
Booking with poods.
Booking with poods. I'll let you do that on your own.
Okay.
Yeah, that's your thing.
Yours would be really basic, your choices. Oh, that'd be awful. They'd all come from the Oprah Book Club.
No, actually I don't like a lot of books from the Oprah. They're all depressing as fuck.
Well, they're all yeah, they all usually contain a message that she's trying to get across.
They're too preachy and they're too, somebody's dying. I mean, what was the one about the deaf boy and his dog? And I was like, literally the dog kills itself.
Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert. This was like from years ago.
Curious Incident of the Dog in Nighttime?
No, it was something about like a kid in a barn. This is like 10 years ago. And that was my last one. I went, no more
the
Oprah Book Club.
The dog killed himself?
And literally the dog is like saying, because they don't know where the boy is. The boy gets lost and the dog is like looking for the boy and can't find. And the dog's finally like, well, then the dog saw Old Man River's truck approaching the hill and he walked out into the road. And I'm like, this is fucked up. And I, after that, I'm like, no thanks.
We need to move on because that's actually sadder than Angela and Michael.
It is. So anyway, y'all.
Trigger warning, dog death. We should have said that.
We should have said that. We're saying it now. So y'all, Angela and Skyla, they're seeing Dr. Gator. And so... And so basically,
did you like it when she's like, they're like, so you're here to have a baby? And Skyla's like, no, her.
No, yeah.
She's and, like, she, no. And she's like, oh.
And it's like, I'm 55. I don't have any eggs. And
I don't got no eggs. So we're going to use, I can tote it, but I'm going to get Skyla's egg. She's like, Mama, I'm not giving you my egg.
She's like, Mom, I'm not. I'm here. Skyla's there. So her mother will see the truth that this is ridiculous. Right. And because the producers paid her to be there, because exactly. Angela needed a foil.
They're also talking about the risks of not just for Angela can get, you know, diabetes, but Skyla can develop, I can't remember what it was.
Like Dr. Gator's like, this is a complicated process. It's very complicated. She said,
I can't believe they're just finding out that IVF is a complicated process.
Well, y'all, we're gay.
He just put his sperm in my cooter. Yeah.
Y'all, it's not like, y'all, we're gay men, and we know how, and maybe we know it from our friends, but we know how hard this is. You can't tell me that Skyla and Angela don't know anything about in vitro fertilization.
They either haven't wanted to learn, or they pushed it out of the way, or they know anything about it, and they're doing this for the show.
Ding, ding, yep. Ding, ding. So Dr. Gator is basically like, Skyla, you can donate your egg, but you have to go on medicine. You can get like ovarian hypertension syndrome that happens about 5% of the time, which is a larger percentage than. And she's like, oh, and you can have it for life. So,
And she's like, well, Skyla, now I'm thinking this, it may not be right to jeopardize Skyla's health. How sweet of you, Angela.
How sweet. And she says, well, it could be very complicated. And, because, y'all, Angela would be the mama, and she would be the meemaw, and Skyla would be the mama.
And the
and
sister.
And sister.
That's a creep show right there.
Creep show. That's Angela's words.
It's fucking creep show.
So we're getting, this probably isn't going to work. And then we find out, Dr. Gator says, and each time is usually like $100,000.
So that's it for that.
Bottom line. Not that Angela could get high blood pressure, diabetes, or anything else.
Diabetes. You said that like Wilford Brimley.
Yeah,
I know. Diabetes. Yes. Have you seen that meme that Paul Rudd at Paul Rudd at one age and Wilford Brimley when he filled Cocoon, they're at the same age?
No.
Yes. Because Paul Rudd's aging backwards.
He is aging backwards.
He looks so good. He looks a little smoother now. I think he only just got a facial peel or something.
I want a facial peel.
You want everything to make you look younger.
I do. I want Fraxel. I want laser.
We need to move on.
We should get a sponsor. Can we get y'all come at us. Sponsor my Fraxel. And then
sponsor me.
And then Poodle will have to do it with me. No, I'm kidding,
why? Because I won't let you do something that makes you look as young as me.
Yes.
You tell just me. Admitted that I look younger than you.
No. Oh, no, not that part. No, your forehead's way crepier than mine.
Oh, I'm fine with my forehead being little lines. Crepier? Yeah. I don't have crepey skin on my forehead.
I'll Google it. Y'all, I'm just kidding. We can get our own Fraxel. I'm not pandering for free stuff.
Yes, you are.
Maybe.
So anyway, that's it. And I wrote down.
I'm a couple of shit. Because Angel says the only reason I've been doing this is to make him happy. Y'all, I'm just doing this podcast on this chair that swings back and forth. And I'm just swinging like a sissy in a dick tree on the video. I'm like, hi, boys. I'm here if you need me.
Finish your thought. God.
Angela says, the only reason I've been trying to fulfill this and do this is to make Michael happy. And I thought, is it? Because if it was just to make Michael happy, you would have pursued and thought of this before you got married. And
well,
you would have
told
him.
They did do that whole thing with the egg. The
She tried to see that she had, I don't know. I just feel like she, maybe I'm being too hard on Angela, but I just feel like she half-assed committed to this when,
no,
I think she strung him along.
Definitely. I'm not saying you're not correct. I'm saying she has plausible, she did this so she can have plausible deniability for all of it.
Yes.
It's not that she doesn't care about Michael. It's just that she's ranking her above his wants. That's the difference.
Always.
Yeah.
Always.
And she's never going to really prioritize, especially if it involves her and her comfortable level. She's never going to prioritize that.
Oh yeah.
I wrote down again, she needed her bloodline stuff. And I wrote down, when you're 55, blood is blood, but babies are babies. So make a decision what you want. Either you find adoption, your daughter says no, then...
Well, but that is important to Michael, too. I don't think Michael wants to adopt. Michael feels like he should have a child of his... So that's on both of them.
Well, and the thing is, Angela will... That's true. But Angela will never allow him to have a donor egg. It will never happen.
No.
So, y'all... Without Skyla involved, because she's not going to do it. She's basically said that. This is a moot point. This is never going to happen.
Angela says,
never going to happen.
I don't think it's for me.
Yeah. Which we knew.
We knew two years
seasons ago. Yeah.
We knew when she was on that fucking boat talking to him and telling him that she would try.
Yep. Agree. Ugh. Done and dusted.
Go away. I'm done.
Go
with
away,
it.
Angela. We don't want to see you anymore. Although I'm sure, because you still have some type of following on the 90 Day universe. I don't know really how, but we'll see you again. I'm sure.
I'm sure.
Gross. I don't know if we'll see you again.
I don't know.
But I'm sure. I'm sure the public will see you again. I don't know if you'll be on the podcast again. We'll
talk
see.
About it. I think someone that might not see each other again face to face in person is Tiffany and Ronald.
Y'all, this is their whole relationship just immolated right in front of us. Just caught fire and just, ugh, boy. Now, we all could peg this was coming.
We knew.
And I think, I don't know if you felt this way, the next morning after this was all over, I feel like that was a little bit further. I don't know why. It did not feel like the next morning to me.
Possibly.
After that night. And the reason why I say that is things felt, especially with Ronald, things felt like things had been smoothed over a little bit. So he wouldn't like, because I guarantee you, the production crew probably said, we're worried about him being violent. And I will, out of all the men in the 90 Day universe, Ronald scares me the most. There's this quality he has that just, it's scare for my safety and for Tiffany's safety. There's just this quality.
I'm trying to think of somebody else, but yeah, he's pretty scary.
Yeah. I don't know. Andre scared the shit out of me this time. I don't think Andre would ever hit a woman.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't think he would hit a
woman. But boy, Ronald scares the shit out of me.
Uh-oh, y'all.
There's a quality. What?
I don't know if you can hear it. Don't pull over.
Is it quinceañera or sirens?
No, yeah. I was going to do this in the front of my apartment, and I couldn't because they're doing a quinceañera in someone's yard. So, like, that's why I'm in the back bedroom doing this show, but I just heard some sirens.
You could go down there in a pretty little dress with her.
I could, because the window's open, because it's hot in here.
So, y'all, let's move on. So this is the next morning, supposedly.
Yes, and basically, because y'all remember, Ronald said, well, no, we should talk that night. Ronald said again, remember, you're not doing this by yourself. Your mom is helping you. And that's when Tiffany's like, I'm leaving. She goes.
Oh, that's right. I wrote on. She goes inside.
Ronald calls her a fucking hypocrite and she goes and sits inside. And Ronald starts saying, Tiffany just attacks me. And Ronald says she can't accept her faults. And he says, what is she? The queen?
The queen. Yeah. He keeps
calling
referring
her the queen.
To her in terms of, or a woman who puts on airs and a woman who is, who thinks she's above everyone.
Yes. Which is a trigger for Tiffany. And Tiffany basically says, I always look like the asshole, but that's your boy.
Yep.
And so, and she just kind of,
they really, on one level, they hate each other.
They hate one another. I thought that too.
They really hate one another.
She was kind of smiling as she was talking to the camera because she made that joke. And Ronald comes in. He's like, are you having a nice time smiling? Why is
making jokes for laughs?
What are you saying? He's like, are you coming or are you staying? Yep. And she's like, I'm staying. And he's like, fuck her. And Tiffany says, he could fuck off.
I think we're seeing Tiffany, you guys. And this is why you already see that she has processed, that she has made the wrong decision.
Yeah.
And the survival part of Tiffany is trying to make a joke about it and trying to stay tough. But that she's, kind of cockroach nature that she has.
But she feels completely overwhelmed.
She's devastated.
She's devastated.
She's just not showing it to you.
Yep. And
she smiles when she doesn't want to show it to you.
Yeah. I'll talk about that later, but I noticed kind of her way of unable to kind of go into introspection.
Yep.
But she says, you know, it's also too, you really see they are both looking at the world through different glasses because, you know, think of it. Ronald said earlier in this episode, he said, you know, the therapy didn't go that great. It didn't go well. Tiffany says, it's disheartening to think that the therapy went so well in counseling. And I went, he just said how, so clearly you both just have a completely different idea of what a healthy relationship is for you.
They are the worst people for one another. It's amazing to me that she found, not really, because sometimes you pick people who are toxic for you sometimes.
You got to work on your patterns, or you can go a halfway across the globe and still find someone.
You could
who's
still find a disaster.
You could still fuck. If you don't work on your love patterns, y'all, work on that shit.
So she gets in the production van and she's like, I need to go back to my house. I need to do that. And so she even says, she's like, his anger doesn't scare me for shit. She's trying to put on a brave face. It does scare her.
And this,
she just won't admit it.
And this is kind of the problem with Tiffany, is that, not kind of, but Tiffany makes things people do and makes it about their character always. Yep. And she says, you know, she's like, people who process and voice their feelings are smart people. Now, instead, she could say, Ronald doesn't have emotional intelligence, and it's hard for him to do that. But instead, she says, people who can't process and voice their feelings like Ronald, that's linked to stupidity.
Yep. She basically calls him an idiot, and she's positioning herself over him. And she does that every chance
both
she gets.
Point. And she does belittle him, and she says, he just embarrasses me constantly.
That's an awful thing to say.
Awful person to be. And then she says, she kind of, like Poodle was saying earlier, she starts to say, but I guess part of this is on me, I guess. And then in like a beat, she goes, but whatever. Y'all, when people say the word whatever, that means
pushing away
feelings. I got to stop feeling that. Deflect, deflect, deflect. I can't take responsibility because then I can't be the piece of shit. He has to be a piece of shit because I can't be that. I can't be stupid. So
I'm sorry,
he has
I'm yawning.
Stupid.
I'm not bored by you. I'm just very yawny right now.
Wow. What are you, a singer?
So
yo, what happened to Yanni?
Yanni's still around.
Is he really?
I think he is.
Good for him.
Yanni, live at the Acropolis. That was always on PBS. That was always, y'all, boy, older white people love Yanni.
I never got it.
There was a New Age piano book that I had once that had some Yanni songs in it. And I would play them. My mom was like, oh, that's so pretty. And I'm like, yeah, you're the textbook fan.
Yeah.
I like Yanni. Yanni, is that how you say it?
Did she call it Yanni?
So then she walks in the next morning.
Then it's the next morning, yes.
And he just starts up, what are you doing here? This is my place. Talking like a 13-year-old boy, y'all. This is some...
Oh, wait, no. This is at night. She goes home that night.
Oh, you're right.
Because they go to sleep in later when it they is. Make the coffee. So, yes, he's still...
And she's just smiling angry. And it's pissing... She that smiling, she can't even control she's doing it probably.
Yeah, he even says, "Answer me." And she says, "Lower your voice." And he's like, "What are you doing here? What are you walked away? You walked away." And she says, "You acted like the asshole." He's like,
"Right.
I'm wrong. I'm wrong. It's never you. That's all I'm saying." And then she gets up and calls him a fucking loser. It's done, y'all. It's been done. And now all this anger and everything is coming out, and it's just
then y'all, as we know, both Tiffany and Ronald love being the victim. They love playing the card. They both could have their own cross to hang themselves on.
It's true. Get off the cross. We need the wood.
And Ronald said, "All the shit I must go through just for my kids. All what I go through for my kids." And this is when it gets scary.
Then he turns, yes.
And he's like, "I'm much more upset with Tiffany than I thought. I will fight. I will not let her leave this country with my kids."
He's like, "I will see my kids.
It's my turn.
This is their home. They stay here." And I was like,
Daniel got chills up through my spine.
Daniel was born in the United States. He's technically not your fucking kid.
Y'all, I said this earlier this season. This is a fucking Dateline episode.
It is
scary.
He even said, "Point made."
He's the only man who scares me in this
universe.
Before
that, he said, "All the shit that go through my kids, I can only take so much. Tonight made me realize that I have a lot of shit bottled up inside me, and how much more upset I am with Tiffany than I thought." Y'all, it's a scary thing when men who are angry realize they had a lot of anger, but they don't want to do anything healthy to process it. So if you have someone in your life who says, "I realize I have a lot of anger," but they don't want to do anything to work on that anger, get away. That's not a good sign.
There's just this level of he has nothing to lose right now. And that's very scary for me watching on the outside. I know nothing happened because we know it's wrapped and there's a tell-all and both of them are still there.
Yeah.
And honestly, what would happen is Tiffany would – what would probably happen if there was ever something violent between the two, Ronald would come after her and she would kill him. She would somehow – if he ever hurt her or something like that, she'd just murder him.
Yeah.
Because she could never come back after that. She'd have to do something. It's dark to think about, but that's, I'm glad that they're hopefully never will be together again. Hopefully never again. Because she needs to be away from it. She needs a lot of relationship kind of therapy about how to relate to a partner that's not making them feel belittled. I don't know. Maybe that's the kind of guy she normally chooses. But boy. Next morning, she's asking where her charger is. Of course, he's not going to be helpful. And then I liked it when this is how removed from reality she is. You know, I'm really on the fence on whether I should stay or not.
Yeah. She's like, "Ronald." I'm like, "Yeah, I'd hop off that fence."
That tells you how normalized this kind of behavior is for these two you guys.
And Ronald's mom's watching the kids, so she says,
Thank God.
But here's again, this is, y'all, it's about unrealistic expectations because she says, "This morning, I hope he snaps out of it." Look, people don't snap out of things. They don't snap. And I hope he gives me a real sincere apology to me. And y'all.
Oh, my. Can you? Come on, honey.
Come on. I know. She walks in the kitchen and she's just standing there looking at him.
Did you, when he said, she's like, blah, blah, blah. She's like, he said, "It's chilled my blood. You know who you married."
Yes. He says, "You know who you married." She's like, "Well, I thought you were going to apologize." He's like, "Are you trying to make me upset?" And he said, "What do you expect from me?" And Ronald says, "Well, you think I was wrong. I had no need to apologize. You walked away."
And she said later on, you know,
you to get in the car. That was it.
Yeah, he screamed, "Get in the car." And he said, telling me it's my, she's like telling me it's my fault that you lost your shit. That is some fucking crazy South African Afrikaan stuff. Because y'all, and she understands, and I that is,
and on top of that, South African, and I want to say someone with addictive personality, because Ronald is never, he's never claimed responsibility for a lot of things.
Yes. Look, it was either the gambling that got him into it, or his friends who got him into trouble with the drug charge that he had. Yes,
yes. He, if you think back, he's never said, "I fucked up. That was my fault. Mm-hmm. I want to make amends." None of that.
Did you hear what he when he said to her sitting on the couch? You have to know your place already. I'm sure he said stuff like that to her before, and we all knew he thought it.
And then we, we finally, after about 2 years, get the, because you know,
they're
here's
real
the deal.
Feelings.
You know, here's the deal. They're both really angry. Yeah. They're both really angry at each other, but also at the lives they've had before. They're both really angry. And Tiffany says, look, you're used to just a little bitch. So maybe you want me to be a little bitch, but I'm not going to be that. If I'm mistreated, then I'm going to walk away.
And
when she finally kind of stood up for herself in anger, Ronald fucking loses it. That's when he goes into college.
Here's your luggage. Go get out of here.
Doesn't he call her royalty and all that shit then?
Yep.
And he's like, go back to America. Go back to America. And she does. I don't need your dominant controlling ways.
Y'all, it's so obvious now that, and part of, I think one of the reasons that she stayed with him so long is she enjoyed a little of this pushback. She enjoyed of this. She enjoyed the game. Their sex was probably real hot for that reason.
Again, it goes back to, and for some people it's enjoy, but it's that word of we are comfortable with what
with the patterns.
We're comfortable with what we're used to. Right. This is what she and he are both used to.
Right. Was Have he we married ever, before?
I don't know. Have we ever seen Ronald's father?
No, I don't think so.
I'm very interested in what the relationship of his mother and his father were like.
That's true.
But,
well, I think she's kind of a doormat.
Oh, yeah, his mom. Yes. Yeah.
And anyway, here's your luggage. And she finally says, she's packing. She's like, my marriage is over. Very unemotional, y'all. She has completely disengaged.
It is. As a therapist brain, it is concerning to me, the disassociation, that she's not crying, that she's not kind of able, now maybe, and she probably, maybe she doesn't feel safe, so she's trying to keep her guard up just to get out.
You know why? I was going to say, it's like that fight or flight energy. She's going to cry her eyes out in the plane. Also,
I'd be scared that he would take my kids before I left.
She doesn't want to cry because then he wins. In her version of events. Yeah. And because they both don't value the other not to be cruel. Like, in other words, they don't, a lot of times people who are in relationships, there are certain things they will not say because they love the other person too much.
Yes.
For these, they'll go right in to hurt the other person the same way that the other person hurt them.
Mm-hmm.
And they have no, and it's just fire with fire mm-hmm. every single time.
It's a competition of pain.
Yeah. Because they've all had so much, they've both had so much of it.
Yeah.
Dun, 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 dun. Bah, bah.
Y'all, that's the show again. We're just ending them both on just such high, wonderful notes. Just, you know. You can find us at Reality Gaze Podcast, everybody. Also, you can go to our Instagram, Reality Gaze Podcast. Our Twitter is Reality Gaze Pod. Find Poodle on Kimmy. Big, the Peloton.
Big McCarthy.
McCarthy's on a Peloton.
Also, Peloton instructor. I can't remember
Didi Rivette, there's Saloon Girl. Poodle's got all the characters.
they're all characters. Someone said that what's Sean Parsons or Sean Barry Parsons. Someone said Poodle needs to team up with him because he has characters in his TikTok.
Oh, well.
Maybe
you should start doing TikTok.
I Give me another 4 hours in the day.
That's true.
Can you imagine me on TikTok?
No.
Can I get someone to do our TikTok for us?
No. Yeah, I mean, yes, but you have to be in it. You still have to film it.
Can they just
film it and then face swap your face?
That's what I want.
Okay.
It could be a deep fake. That's the show.
That's the show. Lord. We call these people lonely hearts because, Poodle, aren't we all just lonely hearts looking for love in all the wrong places?
Yes. And y'all, if you are ever out in the woods and squim, and remember, if you think you might have to drop a deuce, tell your friend.
Call us.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.